ABC Radio Australia.
There are calls for Australia to prioritise vaccinating Papua New Guinean citizens ahead of its own general population. PNG is continuing to grapple with a surge in COVID-19 cases as the country records more COVID-19 cases, bringing the total number of infections to at least 5,349 and 51 deaths. Australia sent 8,000 doses of AstraZeneca to its nearest neighbour, which will be offered to the country's health workers this week. Public health expert from the University of Queensland, Professor Lindy Selvey, says it's in Australia's interest to do more.
So that could include sending more vaccines, but also supporting in health service delivery and indeed even the vaccine rollout.
Why is it so important that Australia give assistance to PNG in this situation?
Well, Australia and Papua New Guinea have very close ties, and there's a lot of movement of people between the two countries, including fly-in, fly-out workers from Australia and the like. And so what we're finding in Australia is that a lot of our cases in Queensland that are occurring in hotel quarantine have actually acquired the infection in Papua New Guinea. So that's one reason. The other reason is that when you have an uncontrolled outbreak of COVID-19, that's when variants arise, and these variants, it's possible just simply by chance that a variant could arise that is not sensitive to the vaccine. So anywhere where there is an uncontrolled outbreak at the moment is really should be a priority for Australia and the rest of the global community in terms of trying to control the outbreak.
Given that that should be a priority, and also that Australia has quite a small number of COVID-19 cases in comparison to Papua New Guinea, should Australia make vaccinating as many people in PNG a priority ahead of vaccinating its own citizens?
I think it should be a priority ahead of vaccinating the broader population. I would still strongly support prioritising Australians who are most at risk for the vaccine, such as healthcare workers and people living in aged care facilities and so on. But in terms of the general population, I would consider the Papua New Guinea population to be a higher priority for the vaccine.
Should we be concerned about the number of travellers from PNG that are testing positive in hotel quarantine in Australia?
It is concerning that such a high proportion of return travellers from Papua New Guinea are infected, because this does put an additional strain on our resources and capacity here in Australia. It also is of concern because it shows how widespread the infection is in that country.
And given that, and given how stressed the country's health system is already, is that not an argument to bring and accept more Australians who are in Papua New Guinea back into Australia so that they can access healthcare in Australia and take some burden off the PNG health system?
Yes, it is a good argument to accept people returning home. I think what the Prime Minister had said, though, was that people should either stay there or come back. So make a decision, I guess, between their job and or being in Australia. I understand where that's coming from, but, you know, clearly places a huge dilemma for those workers, because doubtless they will need the income that comes from that work. And also Papua New Guinea needs the work that they're doing to continue. So it is a really difficult, concerning situation, and perhaps puts an argument in supporting those workers getting vaccinated prior to them going over.
On that point, we know Papua New Guinea's mining and resource sector is particularly concerned about the outbreak because of the ban on FIFO travel or the difficulties that arise. In terms of sort of equitable access to the vaccine, do you think it would be fair to prioritise vaccinating people like FIFO workers in PNG ahead of the rest of the population?
I do, for the reason that the mineral and resources industry is so critical for Papua New Guinea's economy. And so it becomes a double whammy if not only are people facing, you know, the threat of COVID-19, their economy is also suffering in a country which already the economy is not particularly strong. So I think, you know, there are arguments. It's not necessarily about those individuals as individuals, but more about trying to protect the overall economy and system in Papua New Guinea when at a time when they'll need as much resources as they can to simply respond to the outbreak.
You mentioned earlier, or at the beginning of the interview, we were sort of talking about Australia, you know, responding and sending extra help to PNG. How urgent is that action, you know, in terms of getting on top of this and containing the virus?
Oh, I think it's very urgent. We're already seeing a situation where health services are being overwhelmed in Papua New Guinea. So the urgency in terms of the risk of high rates of fatalities, not just due to COVID, but due to other conditions that may not be treated because the health system's been overwhelmed. In terms of the development of variants, that seems to be able to happen relatively quickly, and in a situation where there's a lot of transmission between people, that's a risk already. So we know there's already a Papua New Guinea variant, but there's nothing stopping other variants from emerging.
Public health expert Linda Salvi speaking with Marianne Farr.